Well, we're here at Henry Ford College in anticipation and celebration of Manufacturing Day in America, October 7th. Today is Manufacturing Day in Wayne County. Again, the National Day is a celebration of modern manufacturing meant to inspire the next generation of manufacturing. The Wayne County event, Manufacturing in the D, is an orientation breakfast bringing together the manufacturing industry, employers, the county educators, community leaders to highlight this upcoming Manufacturing Day, October 7th. Frank celebrated it yesterday. We're celebrating it today. There'll be more celebrations on WJR because manufacturing is so very important to us. So very important, too, to Alicia Merriweather, the Detroit Public Schools interim superintendent. Nice to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
And continued good luck to you and great job. I know it's work every day.
Every day. Every day we're working hard.
And it's paying off.
It is paying off, and I thank you for acknowledging that. We are working hard every day, and we see some progress, definitely. And speaking of working hard, we know manufacturing industry helps us to work hard also, so we're certainly happy to be part of this today. And we have 1,000 students coming back on October 7th for the Manufacturing Day. And I'm really excited about being here at Henry Ford College. We've launched a new pilot program in collaboration with Henry Ford College and Cody DIT with manufacturing at our CTC Center, Brighthop. So it is really a great day to be here this morning. Beautiful people here this morning and a great cause.
It is a great cause, and it's good that they realize that it is the manufacturers as well. It just got very quiet here. Did the program begin and I didn't realize it? I'll talk softly. So the fact that we need... There's the feedback from the microphone, so they must be underway. So we have manufacturing, we have education, and we have all of these components that need to come together, including having with us Randy Liepa, the Wayne County RESA, Regional Educational Service Agency. Now I'm confused. It is Liepa?
Yes.
Okay, good. And Randy, your role here today.
Yeah, well, it's Manufacturing Day is really about exposing kids to opportunities and a lot of great job opportunities that they're probably not even aware that are out there. And so what I'd like to share with you today is something that's going on in our region here in Wayne County that's very, very exciting to do exactly what you said, making that connection with schools and kids and our manufacturers who have the jobs. And just a couple of facts. J.P. Morgan just did a recent study, 10,000 jobs in this area that they describe as middle-skill jobs. So we know we need high-skill jobs, but also middle-skill jobs. These are jobs that students don't necessarily have to go to a four-year university for. And when we look at our kids in Wayne County, 17,000 kids graduated last year. 11,000 of those kids are going to a community college, a trade school, or work. And so this effort that we're putting forth right now is going to bring together the businesses and the services for businesses here in Wayne County with our schools, because our kids need to know about these options. They don't know about every single opportunity that's available to them. We're literally inventorying everything right now. We have 120 different activities going on in Wayne County alone that can reach out to kids, but our high schools don't know about all these opportunities. And so we've inventoried them, and we're going to be working with our high schools to get the word out to the families and to the kids that these opportunities are available. It might be apprenticeship, it might be a job shadowing opportunity, it could be work through My Bright Futures, who we're going to hear about today. Amazing things going on. Our kids have this opportunity to be able to hook up with our manufacturers and get these good paying jobs.
Well put. And that's why we're here at Henry Ford College. They're a perfect example of getting it. They do have two-year degrees, but now they're delving into four-year degrees. But
yes,
there are degrees in welding here. There's everything here with real-life education necessary for some of these 10,000 middle-skill jobs that J.P. Morgan talks about. And I know, Alicia Merriweather, as the Detroit Public Schools interim superintendent, you get it, too.
I get it. We get it. This is something that's really critical in terms of career pathways and helping students to really understand what's available. So what Randy was talking about is extremely important. At the very base level, exposure and understanding of what's available is the first step. And then, of course, exploration, and then hopefully internships. And so we definitely want to acknowledge the manufacturers, the businesses and industry, UAW, all of these great sponsors who have come together to make sure our students have all of those things. So exposure, exploration, and internships are all critically important to the next generation of the workforce.
We also want to recognize the great mayor of Dearborn, who is welcoming us as we welcome him, Mayor Jack O'Reilly.
Thank you very much, and you're always welcome.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here, and I know you're thrilled as the heart of manufacturing in Wayne County to have this wonderful forum here today.
Yes, and of course, before I became mayor, for 22 years, I ran workforce programs in Wayne and Monroe County. So I was my principal responsibility was to get people connected to real jobs. So I have a lot to say about that because I have a lot of experience with it.
Well, Mayor O'Reilly, we're glad that you were able to come by. I know it's a busy morning for you. Thank you for being here. And also to Alicia Merriweather, Detroit Public Schools Interim Superintendent, and Randy Leop, the Wayne County RESA Regional Educational Service Agency and Superintendent. Thank you very much. I'm going to let you get to everything that's going on here.
All right. Thank you.